Hi, I'm Coach Corey Wayne, and this is my video coaching newsletter. And the topic of today's newsletter is going to be how to save your marriage or long-term relationship. Well, I've got an email success story. This particular guy, he's been married to his wife for about 7 years. And he says, for the most part, it was a loveless, sexless relationship. And so the interesting thing is that he started following me about a year ago. And he wasn't really listening to what I had to say, wasn't really implementing it. He said, in his own words, he was kind of stubborn and wanted to do it his way. But obviously, he came to a point where he recognized that what he was doing was not getting him the results he was looking for. He became depressed. He just got into a really dark place mentally. And so his mindset, obviously, was not the best. And so it's a really good example of how, because it doesn't really matter what you're, like for me, in as a coach, people are like, well, Corey, you haven't been in a marriage with one person for 30 years. Who are you to give marriage advice? Well, guys like this, I understand what creates attraction. And I also understand what ruins it. And so guys that are in relationship, especially have been in a relationship for a long time, a lot of these things happen slowly, and they don't recognize how they're no longer displaying attractive behaviors, especially when you take into account what you see in TV, in the movies, and just what society imposes on all of us and tells us the right way to show up in our lives or our relationships, which 9 times out of 10 is the exact opposite of what actually works and what creates attraction between men and women. And so when guys, like I say all the time, even if you think I'm full of crap, if you apply what's in 3% man, you will see that it will work for you and you will get better results than you're currently getting. And so this particular guy's case in point, he was following me for a year. He's like, I don't need this guy. I can do it on my own. I'll just cherry pick a few things here and there. So I got a quote that I wrote, and then we'll go through his email to see what he finally did to wake up and turn things around. And the quote says, it's a man's job in the relationship, or it's a man's job in relationship to be the leader and king of his kingdom, to embrace his masculinity by being dangerous but kind, to focus on his mission and purpose in life, but to also be playful and fun and not take himself too seriously. Women want to be in a love story, and it's the men's job in the courtship to sweep their women off their feet by romancing them properly. Women want to be led by a man who knows who he is, what he wants, and who goes after it without fear or shrinking from challenges. These are the kinds of men who make their women feel safe and comfortable enough to submit and become their greatest cheerleaders, fans, and teammates. So let's go through his email. He says, hello, Corey. I've been a student of yours for about a year, but I have never put your teaching into practice until recently. Well, you can watch every single video and you can read my book 100 times, but if you don't apply what it teaches, it's useless. If you keep doing what you've always done, you're going to continue to get what you've always got. And quite frankly, most men and women that come to me aren't here because things are going well in their life. They've showed up in my YouTube channel or my website or my other social media or reading my books because things have gone sideways and they're looking for solutions. And the reality is I have those solutions and they're free. You can read 3% Man at understandingrelationships.com. You can read Mastering Yourself, my second book, also for free. And even my third book, Quotes, Ruminations, and Contemplations, you can read for free. So you have no excuses on not getting better. You got to participate in your own rescue. He says, I was stubborn and thought I could fix my marriage on my own. But you were always there in the back of my mind. Yeah, it's like people don't change their belief system until they recognize it's not working. Obviously, in this guy's case, he hit the wall and he recognized it's not working. He says, I've saved my family with your help, and I want to thank you. I am 42 and my wife is 36. Before I met my wife, I had a lot of lovers. I was carefree. I came and went as I pleased. Dates, fun, and sex were always on tap because I was always dating multiple women throughout my adult life. I answered to no one. I was very masculine and purpose-driven. Over the last 7 years, I lost myself in my marriage and in child rearing. I've said this countless times over the years. And that's like when I see guys, like especially just like this big thing that they say a lot is like, I feel like I lost who I was. So in essence, what happened was he stopped being the attractive man that his wife fell in love with. And from her perspective, she was no longer married to the same guy. He wasn't behaving the same way. So therefore, the attraction went away. And this is where a guy like me can help, where your typical marriage or couples therapist just simply, quite frankly, don't know these things. They don't have the skill set. But thankfully, a lot of them do study my work. Some of the best marriage and couples therapists in the world, actually, I coach and I work with to teach them this stuff because it gives them a whole set of tools for their toolbox that they just simply don't have. And if you don't understand how attraction works between men and women, and also between gay couples or lesbian couples, you're not going to be very effective at helping people. But thankfully, every day more and more people learn this stuff. And we can move out from darkness into the light, so to speak. The good times. We want to let the good times roll. Life's supposed to be fun anyways. During the past 7 years, I have been living in a nearly sexless marriage, unless you count utility sex or pity fucks. I became very insecure and needy about that. Just like single women don't want to sleep with a needy guy, single women want to sleep with guys that are popular with other women that other women desire because these men have social proof. If no other woman wants to date you, then why would they? There must be something wrong. So when you act undesirable, women are going to treat you as such. My wife has also had a lot of lovers. Her past never bothered me because I had a pretty fun past. But during the sex starvation periods, I like to call them pussy embargoes, I'd sometimes question my wife about why she wasn't attracted to me like all the other men. I even went so far as to ask her things like, well, you used to do that with so-and-so. Why can't you do those sexual things with me? I was a needy bitch. See, the reason he's been able to turn this around is because he admitted his mistakes. He didn't try to blame women and say all women are the same. It's their fault. We're married. We got a 30-year mortgage. She should be giving me sex on a regular basis. That's what a lot of guys do, and it's one of the reasons I'm not a big fan of the toxic part of the red pill community that just blame all women. These guys they form this mindset of how women are, and they keep saying things like, well, I keep attracting the same kind of women. Well, like I said the other day, you keep fishing in the sewer, you're going to catch a bunch of really crappy fish. And then, yeah, from that perspective, yeah, all women suck and all women are the same. And you should just pump and dump, which is the crap that you see a lot of them saying. Because the reality is they don't want to take any personal responsibility for their own lives. They don't want to take any responsibility for the fact that maybe they had a knowledge gap and they attracted women in their life because of their knowledge gap. And on top of the fact, they ignored the red flags and proceeded anyway. So back to our regularly scheduled email. He says, I became depressed. And I became someone who I've never been. Well, your wife is definitely not going to be attracted to that guy because that's not the dude she married. In other words, you changed. And a lot of guys know this. Women will say, you changed. I mean, he literally did change. He's no longer the same guy. I should say he stopped demonstrating the old attractive version of himself and started demonstrating the one who didn't think he was very worthy. And because he didn't think he was worthy, well, his wife wasn't interested in fucking him. Because she basically had to become the man in the relationship, which she's going to resent, because that's not what she signed up for. After reading your book, 3% Man, I think I'm on read number 5, I recently started putting your teaching into action. I needed time to grasp your words properly. Over the past month and 1 week, I've stopped texting my wife until she texts me. I've used my phone for planning life events rather than idle chit-chat. I focus more on my career and mission and purpose. I'm back at the gym, and women outside our marriage have noticed, and my wife loves my muscle growth. My wife has been flirty with me, and because of my new growing physique, I've quit smoking. I have planned and put into action family trips and date nights. See the difference? He's being a leader. He's making things happen. So his wife just has to show up, look hot, and be swept off her feet. And then he can have his way with her and beat up her pelvis when it pleases him. And she's happy to do it because he's a man and he's a leader. Begging and pleading with your woman when you're acting like a bitch to give it up, it's just not going to work. And unfortunately, a lot of marriage and couples therapists, I've had friends that have told me that the therapist looks at the wife and goes, please have sex with your husband. It's like, she's not attracted to him. If he starts displaying attractive behavior, she'll be jumping his bones. He says, I've begun to dress differently. I've changed up my cologne and shaving cream fragrances. I groom daily instead of every other day. Dude. I've noticed very sexy women. Yeah, it's like people get married and they just let themselves go, man. I've noticed very sexy women in public settings staring at me and flirting with me in front of my wife. And strangely enough, it kind of turns her on. Well, duh. Women like men who are attractive with other women. After 1 month of following your guidance, I can honestly say, unless I fuck it up, again, he's taken 100% personal responsibility for his marriage, which he should, because he doesn't want the penis after all. It's up to him to lead. My marriage is on solid ground. My wife and I have had sex 3 times a week in the past 2 weeks. You're welcome. I get shower head. And she's even picking out tiny matching panties and bras and asking me if I like them. Well, that's very submissive. I wonder why that is. She wants to please her man because he's being a man. My wife is glowing and I can feel her becoming more free in her spirit. She's bringing the joy back into your life because you're bringing it into hers. It's not just sex that has improved, though. The biggest win is that I see my children glowing more. That's fucking awesome. They are happy, they are more fun, and they are more playful. They are seeing and feeling their father and mother have a healthy marriage. That's a huge win in my book. That's the greatest gift that you can give your babies, is to give them a great example of what it's supposed to look like. Because your kids are going to do whatever example, they're going to follow whatever example you display for them. That's a fact of life. If you got a loveless, sexless marriage, well, guess what? They'll go and get into loveless, sexless marriages themselves. What you coach has inspired me to be masculine again. My wife is feminine again. She is mirroring me, her king, her leader, her rock. She and the children are following my lead, and they too are exercising as we, as a family, are eating clean and enjoying the fruits of life. That's awesome, dude. I'm so happy for you guys. So thank you for what you give. You are one of my wife's favorite people, and she has no idea who you even are because I've not told her about the man that has taught me these life-altering truisms. Well, I do have a lot of couples that at some point, they actually both read 3% Man together, especially the 10 Disciplines of Love. Because quite frankly, if both of you understand this backwards and forwards, I wouldn't introduce it right now, maybe 6 months, a year down the road when things are going really well. Say, hey, I got this great book that really helped me out a lot. And I think we should both learn it backwards and forwards for our babies so we can teach them to know what to look for. So when they grow up, they can have as awesome a relationship as we do. I made it my goal to see this through the 90-day period and keep taking this new me and new us into the future for the rest of my life. You were so brilliant, I honestly think you should be up for the Nobel Peace Prize, brother. Well, I appreciate that, but when you saw that they gave Barack Obama a Nobel Peace Prize, like literally days after he got sworn into office, that's when you realize the Nobel Peace Prize is just a totally useless thing that elites give to each other to virtue signal in the media. It has absolutely zero meaning. It's worthless. But I appreciate the kind words and the kind thought. And so if you've got a question or a challenge and you'd like to get my help with, go to understandingrelationships.com, click the products tab at the top of your screen, and book a coaching session with yours truly. Until next time, I will talk to you soon.